The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 1st, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: considering your specific duty as a Kshatriya, you should know that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation.
Sadharmam. Sva means, what is? Sva means home, and dharma means occupation. Dharma means occupation and sva means home. Sadharma, one's own occupation. So, according to Vedic civilization, everyone has his own sadharma. This has been misinterpreted by the rascals. Sadharma means anyone can discover his own religious principle. Jatamat tato. Whatever you think a religious principle, that's all. This is why. But that is not the meaning. Sadharma means own occupation. Actually, dharma means which you cannot give up. Dhridhatumana. You have to capture it. To keep your existence, you must capture it. So, because we have got body and soul, two different things, so a combination, body and soul, that is already explained very nicely in so many ways. So, actually, sadharma means the occupation of the soul. Because in the material condition, we do not understand what I am. Whether I am this body, I am soul. Mostly people, they do not know that one is soul, not this body. Body is the dress or outward covering, external covering, subtle covering and gross covering. But so long one is in the bodily concept of life, so one has got different occupational duty according to the conception of the body. So the nature is being conducted by three modes of nature. Therefore, according to one's nature, there is occupational duty. That is scientific division. At the present moment, there is no such division. Therefore, gradually, people are degrading to the lowest quality, ignorant, Sudra. They are taking to the Sudra principles. Yesterday I was presented with a paper, Indian government scheme to help people starting small scale industries, and government is ready to help. You sit cross-legged, not like all of you. So, small industry, there are so many motor parts, so many other parts, about 200-300 items, government is ready to help the small industry. But the government does not know, or the leaders do not know, that to engage people in such industrial affairs means to bring them to the Shudra platform. Shudra platform. Every government is encouraging people how to become Shudra. But actually, the human society must be divided into four parts. Four divisions. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Just like in our body, there is division. These head department, the arms department, the belly department and the leg department. You cannot say, let there be only leg department. There is no use of head and arms and belly. Will that go on nicely? If your body, you cut off all other parts and simply keep the legs, will that be very nice proposal? Leg is required. But if you keep the body only by the legs, and then this kind of body is dead body. Any part of the body, especially the head. If you cut off the head, then the body is altogether dead. You can cut off the arms, you can cut off the legs, but it is very difficult to cut off the belly also. Then it will be dead. So, sadharma. Sadharma means the division, kshatriya division of the society. The Brahman division, the kshatriya division, the Vaishya division and the Shudra division. Everything is required. It is not that Shudra is not required. Shudra is required. But if you make propaganda simply to make people Shudras, then who will give direction? If there is no head, who will give the direction? So, a kshatriya has got a very difficult task to see. Kshatriya means government, the governing division. The governing division has got a very important duty to see that everyone is following his duty. The Brahmana is following his duty. A Kshatriya is following his duty. Vaishya is following the duty and Shudra. That is, government duty is, just like in India nowadays, it has become a secular government. Secular government means impartial to any religious system. But the government should not be so callous that in religious principle, let people do whatever he likes. No. The government cannot do so. You can say that you are Hindu, you execute your own system of religion. You are Muslim, you can execute your system of religion. You are Christian, you follow your system of religion. You are Buddhist, you follow your system of religion. But the government cannot be callous that whatever they may follow or whatever may they not do, and government is neutral. No. Anyone, if he is professing himself that I am Hindu, then it is the government duty to see whether he is actually executing the Hindu principles of religion. That is a secular state. If you are calling himself a Muslim, then it is government duty to see that whether actually you are following the Muslim principles of religion. If you are a Christian, it is the government duty is to see that you are following the Christian principles of religion. Not that callous. No, you can do whatever you like. No. Kshatriya's duty is to see. The king, government's duty is to see. Similarly, If one is claiming that he is a Brahmana, then it is the government's duty to see whether he is strictly following the Brahmana principles, sama, dama, tadikha, arjava, whether he is strictly following how to become self-controlled, how to remain always pure, clean, suci. Brahman's another name is suci, always clean. Similarly, arjava, simplicity, Brahman's life should be very simple. They should not imitate the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and the Shudras. So these principles, whether one is actually following the Brahminical principle. So, here Krishna is pointing out that as a Kshatriya, you must follow your principle, Kshatriya principle. What is Kshatriya principle? Kshatriya principle is that dharmadhijudhya, dharmadhijudhya, chaya anya, Kshatriya sana vidyate. Kshatriya must be always prepared and is required to fight also whether people are keeping their own principle of belief. That is Kshatriya. If a Brahmana is bluffing people that I am Brahmana, but he is acting as a Shudra, immediately Kshatriya should point out and offer him fight. Why you are cheating people? Why you are cheating people? Similarly, a Kshatriya is declaring himself as a Kshatriya, but is acting as a Shudra. It is the Kshatriya's or the government's duty that why you are cheating people. So, a Kshatriya's business is always prepared to fight. Fight means that, to see that everyone is acting nicely. Because if you are not acting nicely, and if I say that you are not acting nicely, you will be angry. Mukhasad upadesad prakopayana santai. Because if one is actually Brahmana, he must act as a Brahmana. So if somebody says that you are declaring yourself as Brahmana, but you are not following the Brahmana principle, he will be angry. But a Kshatriya's duty is that if he is angry, he should be punished immediately. He should be punished immediately. That Kshatriya is a judhya, dharmadi judhya. He should challenge. Challenging means yuddha, fight. So, Kshatriya cannot be non-violent. It is not possible. The violence is also required to keep the social system strictly in order. Just like the government has violence department, the police department, the military department, that is required to keep up the society in order. Here Krishna says that you are Kshatriya, your duty is to fight dharmadhijudhya. This fight arranged by me in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, because it is sanctioned by me, it is dharmajuddha, it is religious fighting. It is not the political diplomats declaring war to keep the people in ignorance. No. It is sanctioned by Krishna. Whatever is sanctioned by Krishna, there is dharma. Dharma, the explanation of dharma, I have several times given you, the dharmam hi sakshat bhagavat pranita. Whatever God sanctions, that is dharma. So, God Krishna personally has sanctioned this battle of Kurukshetra. So therefore it is dharma, dharma-yuddha, religious fight. It is not ordinary fighting of the diplomats and the politicians. It is dharma-yuddha. So therefore he says, dharmadhijudhyatshriya anna kshatriya sanavidyate. You are kshatriya, you are fighting for the sake of religious system. That is your first-class duty, sriya. Kshatriya, these four principles must be there in the society. Brahman, so the Brahman will not be required to fight. Brahman will not be required to work like Sudra. A Brahman will not be required to work like Bhusha. Therefore, Brahman can beg. Patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigra. This is Brahman's business. He must be good scholar in Vedic literature. And he must teach others. Not that I have learnt everything, I will not teach. No. Brahman must be well versed in the Vedic literature and he must preach also. Make others also Brahmana. Patan, patan. Not that I have become Brahmana. So there is no need of others becoming Brahmana, there will be competition. Just like in India, they have become very much afraid that I am making Europeans and Americans Brahmanas. So they are very much against me. They come to fight with me. In Hyderabad, they came to fight. Sir, you are making Brahmanas, these Europeans and Americans. This is not good. Why not? So we had some discussion. So actually, it is not that Brahmana is made by birth. Brahmana means chakutmannam maya system guna karma vibhav. By quality and work. Similarly, everything by quality and work. This is confirmed by Narada Muni. Jasahi jatlakhanam sya varnabhi manjaka. Jadi annatra vidisheta tattena iva vinidisheta. Jadi annatra. If the grammatical qualities are visible, manifest elsewhere, elsewhere maybe Isudra, maybe Chandala, tattena iva vinidisheta. So one should accept him as Brahma. Similarly, if one is born in Brahmana family, but his qualities are like Sudra, tattenaiva vinidhise, he should be accepted as Sudra. This is the injunction given by Narada Muni, not ordinary person. Tattenaiva vinidhise. And upon this, the greatest authority of comment on Srimad Bhagavatam, Siddharsami, he has commented that janma, birth is not the chief requisition to become samadhamadi. One must be qualified with samadhamma, tritikha, suci. Then he should be accepted. So it is the duty of the kshatriya. Unfortunately, the so-called government men, they are also sudras. The so-called priests, they are also sudras. The so-called Vaishyas, they are sudras. The whole world is now full of sudras. So you cannot expect anything very nice in this situation because everything is being conducted by sudras. Krishna is advising Arjuna that this fight is not ordinary fight. It is dharma yuddha, and you should accept it, you should not hesitate. After all, the soul is never killed. It is the duty. It is the duty of different dharma. Sadharma, sadharma, so long one is in the bodily concept of life, this sadharma means this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This is sadhana. And Arjuna belongs to the kshatriya, therefore his sadharma, his occupational duty is to fight. And real sadharma is spiritual sadharma. In the spiritual, so when you go deep into the matter, when you understand that I am not this body, I am so, then that is real sadhana. And what is the occupation of that sadharma? That is, to be engaged in the service of the law. Jiver swarup hoy nitya Krishna das. Actually, that is sadharma. Every soul is eternally servant of Krishna. That is spiritual sadharma. And material sadharma means this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Therefore, this sadharma changes. Sadharma changes as soon as one is elevated to the spiritual platform. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sagunan samapitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Who? Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who is engaged in devotional service. A devotee's position is transcendental. He has no more sadharma in the bodily concept of life. Because he is neither brahmana, neither kshatriya, nor vaishya, nor shudra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that I am not a brahmana, I am not a shudra, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a brahmachari, I am not a sannyasi. In this way, he negativated all the eight items. Because sadharma means varnasam dharma, varnanas. Four castes, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and four spiritual order, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied that I am not this, I am not this, I am not that, I am not that. Then what you are? That gopi bhaktu padakamaleo dasa dasa anudasa. Jive sarupa nitya Krishna dasa. Gopi bhaktu means this, maintainer of the gopis, Krishna. Gopi bhaktu. Gopi bhaktu padakamaleo. I am the servant of the lotus. A servant of the servant of the servant of the servant who is engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This is Krishna. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, those who are decided to serve Krishna only, they are no longer in the categories of sadharma, the bodily sadharma, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha. He is transcendent. That is confirmed in every shastra. So far we are concerned Krishna consciousness. So long our bodily concept of life is not completely eradicated, we must follow the sadharma of the body. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Pitta. But when actually advanced, that is Mahabhava. We should not imitate that. But our process is, the more we advance in Krishna consciousness, we become transcendental to this bodily concept of life, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But Krishna said, Mācha vyāricārini bhakti yogena jāsivate sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyākalpate. Anyone who engages himself without any reservation to the service of the Lord, he is not within the category of these eight varnasana. He is transcendent. So brahma bhuyayakal. As a Krishna consciousness person, he can act like anything by the order of Krishna. He can act as a Brahman, he can act as a Shudra, because his main business is to carry out Krishna's order. He is no longer within the category of this order. So, Krishna asking Arjuna that if you are thinking in the bodily concept of life, then also, but first of all, when I have ordered, I have sanctioned, you can work it beyond the bodily concept of life. But if you are thinking still that you are in the bodily concept of life, then as a kshatriya it is your duty to fight. Krishna is trying to put Arjuna in the dilemma. This way or that way, you must have to fight. If you think that you are not in bodily concept of life, then it is my order you must fight. If you think that you are in bodily concept of life, then you are a kshatriya, you must fight. Both ways. You have to fight. This is Krishna's conclusion. Thank you very much.